ಮಮ ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಜನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜನಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣೌ ರಘುನಾಥನ್ನಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸದ್ವೈತಾಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಂ ಸಹಗಣೌ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ತದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯಸ್ವ ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ. ಭಾಗವತೇರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಮುಖಂ ಕರತಿ ವಾಚಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ. ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ನ ಈಶ್ವರಂ. ಸಕ್ಷಾದರಿತ್ವೇನ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೈ ಋಕ್ತಸ್ತಥಾ ಭಾವ್ಯತೇ ಏವ ಸದ್ಭಿ ಕಿಂತು ಪ್ರವರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಏವ ತಸ್ಯ. ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಏನ್ 22 chapter and text number 13. And title of the chapter, The Marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. So please repeat the verse. Ya Udhyatam Anadritya. Ya Udhyatam Anadritya. ಕಿನಸಂ ಅಭಿಯಚ್ಛತೆ. ಕಿನಸಂ ಅಭಿಯಚ್ಛತೆ ಶ್ಯತೆ ತದ್ ಯಶಃ ಸ್ಫಿತಂ. ಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ತದ್ ಯಶಃ ಸ್ಫಿತಂ ಮನಸ್ ಚ ಅವಜ್ಞಾ ಹತಃ. ಮಾನಶ್ಚ ಅವಜ್ಞಾ ಹತಃ. ಯ ಉದ್ಯತಂ ಅನಾದೃತ್ಯ Hinasam abhiyachyate shiyate tad yashasvitam manascha abhagyaya hatah ya udyatam anadritya kinasam abhiyachyate shiyate tad yashasvitam manascha abhagyaya hatah. Please repeat word to word meaning. Yaha, who, udyatam, an offering, anadritya, rejecting, kinasam, from a miser, abhiyachyate, begs, kshiyate, is lost. Tat, his. Yashah, reputation. Sphitam, widespread. Widespread. Manaha, honor. Cha, and. Avagaya, by neglectful behavior. Hataha, destroyed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. One who rejects an offering that comes of its own accord but later begs a boon from a miser, thus loses his widespread reputation and his pride is humbled by the neglectful behavior of others. Please repeat the translation. One who rejects an offering
that comes of its own accord,
but later begs a boon from a miser, thus loses his widespread reputation, and his pride is humbled by the neglectful behavior of others. Purport. The general procedure of Vedic marriage is that a father offer his daughter to a suitable boy. That is a very respectable marriage. A boy should not go to the girl's father and ask for the hand of his daughter in marriage. That is considered to be a humbling one's respectable position. Svayambhuva Manu wanted to convince Kardama Muni, since he knew that the sage wanted to marry a suitable girl. I am offering just such a suitable wife. Do not reject the offer, or else, because you are in need of a wife, you will have to ask for such a wife from someone else who may not behave with you so well. In that case, your position will be humbled. Another feature of this incident is the Svayambhuva Manu was the emperor, but he went to offer his qualified daughter to a poor brahmana. Kardamuni had no worldly possessions. He was a hermit living in the forest, but he was advanced in culture. Therefore, in offering one's daughter to a person, the culture and quality are counted as prominent, not wealth or any other material consideration. So, as all of us we know, in this chapter, it is describing the marriage of Debuhuti and Kardamuni. Of course, Debuhuti, she is a princess, and her father, an emperor of whole world, and her beauty and her behavior was so good. There were so many offers. But still, Kardamuni wanted to give his daughter to, Swayambhuva Munu wanted to give his daughter to Kardamuni. Why? This reason, Srila Prabhupada, he described in last paragraph. It's very important. Therefore, offerings one's daughter to a person, the culture and quality are counted as prominent. That's very important. So, here Srila Prabhupada wants to prove that if someone spiritually rich, actually that's the original richness. The material wealth, it's so temporary. It's Shankaracharya, he said, all this material wealth, it is like water on the lotus leaf. It's always already shaking, you know. When it will fall, no one will know. So when our material wealth will take away, even we will not understand. We cannot. Because it not belongs to us. But the spiritual knowledge, spiritual advancement, it's within us. That's a Chanakya Pandit once he said, Swadese Pujyate Raja, Vidvan Pujyate Sarvatra. King worshipped in his own kingdom. But when he goes to some other kingdom, who cares who is he? Nobody knows. You know? But a knowledgeable, advanced person in an advanced spiritual life, in one who have knowledge about scriptures, he worshipped by everywhere, wherever that person goes. So material wealth is not that important. But yes, it is important for living our life. Of course, that's a different aspect. But here, when people, judge someone, whether they're how good or how advanced, it's not that how rich that person is. You know, nowadays you can see, you know, a rich fellow, if says something, that's become quotation. Because he is rich. So, people are respecting his wealth, not the person. So that's the problem in the modern society, where good people, they tell a lot of things, but nobody hear about it. So here Srila Prabhupada want to, you know, establish that actual our wealth is our culture and our knowledge. Another shloka, Chanakya Pandit said, Puthigata Vidya Parahasta Gatam Dhanam Karyakale Samutpanne Nasat Vidya Natat Dhanam. So, if somebody have no knowledge within, they only can see whatever in the book or no culture within, and somebody kept the wealth on someone else's hand, they both consider same. Because when he needs, that person need things, they never get it. So ultimately our wealth on someone else's hand in this material world, you know, it's not on our hand. Even though we think we are holding, but actually we are not. And if we don't have any scripture knowledge, then you know both ways we already lost in both ways. So that's what Srila Prabhupada want to emphasize, that in our life the most important is culture and basic knowledge. Otherwise what will happen? We will completely material minded. We'll think wealth is everything. There is a nice small nice story how wealth is so temporary. So one king, he had 4 wives, and the eldest wife, she is so good, always took care of her, him, but king always neglectful to her because she wasn't so attractive. She wasn't speak so pleasant, you know, whatever he want. She always stop him whenever she do nonsense. He want to do nonsense. So that's why he didn't like the first wife. Second wife, he was pretty much attracted. Whatever that wife used to give advice, he used to follow always. The third wife was, you know, very dear to him. Whatever she used to ask from him, he never said no. And the fourth wife, she was so beautiful. And, you know, he can do anything for her. So they are very, very, you know, the three of them very close to king, but the fourth one, king always neglect. So once king were in, you know, deathbed, and then king asking, now I'm going to die. Who want to go with me? So he asked first the most beloved one. Which one? He will do anything for her. And then he asked, my dear queen, are you ready to go with me? And she said, where? And he said, oh, I'm going to die soon. Can you go with me? And then queen said, it's impossible. It's never possible. You know, as soon as you'll die, I'll be someone else. That's the nature. I cannot go with you. So then he was pretty much frustrated. He thought, well, I did everything for you. You know, everything. Everything means everything. But how come you will not go with me? He said, oh, that's the law of nature. As soon as you will die, I will be someone else. That's it. You can ask someone else to go with you. And then he asked third wife. He said, well, the fourth wife, most beloved one, reject me. So third one, she said, well, that's good. You know, you are going, it's okay. I won't be that, you know, not like as bad as your fourth one. I'll be a little bit good to you. I will be with you until you pass away. As soon as your soul will be leave your body, I'll be separated from you. I can do that much only. That's it. And then he said, oh, you will also not go with me. And she said, no, I'm not. And then he was very hopeless. Let's say ask the second one. He asked second one, look, I ask both of them and they give this answer. Can you please go with me? I really begging to you. And then she said, well, since you are so much requesting, what I can do, I can go up to crematorium. That's it. After that, there is your own destiny. And then King was crying. He was crying. And then fourth wife came and asked, my dear king, what happened? And then king said, I'm going to die. But I asked all of them, then, refused to go with me. So what a shameful life I have lived. So fourth wife said, don't worry, I will go with you. And then he was, suddenly in tears. And he said, how come my whole life I neglected you? I gave all the time to all of them, but I never ever pay any attention to you. And you are ready to go with me. I'm so thankful to you. So, the moral of this story is, actually the king is soul or us. And the four wife is, or queen is, their first one is super soul. Second was is our relative. Third one is our beauty and reputation. And fourth one is wealth. The most dangerous one. So, if somebody will not properly handle, if anyone's die, what happened? The wealth. Even the father die, what happened? Wealth, son will get it. It will not belong to that person anymore. And then when someone die, what happened? Body will be left there. Soul has to go on their way. And then the relatives, they go up to the crematorium. After that, they will go by their way. That's the reality. So the wealth is actually not in our hand. It can be taken by any time. So that's what Srila Prabhupada, he said, this most important is our culture and knowledge. So that's why Svayambhuva Manu, he select such a son-in-law, which, who is very rich in culture and Vedic knowledge. He didn't consider the materialistic wealth. So that's why he was offering to his daughter to Kardam Muni. Actually, it will be disclosed the story in furthermore. There will be such a nice pastime. Devahuti will get a son. It's a nice pastime. The similar pastime there is in Chaitanya Charitamrita 1. Very similar pastime. I want to share that one, and then we'll finish the class. Mahaprabhu's close, very close associate, Mukunda Das. So there is two Mukunda, always people get confused. One is Mukunda Datta, one is Mukunda Das. Mukunda Datta was Mahaprabhu's classmate. And Mukunda Das, he is another associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who used to live in Shrikhand, not our eating Shrikhand, the place called. Yeah, as soon as we say Shrikhand, we remember any festival. Anyway, so actually, Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu Ghosadi guy, that's the Mukunda Datta who was a very great singer. He used to be funny, when he used to with Mahaprabhu, he will glorify all Mahaprabhu's pastime and his devotional service. Or devotional service is the best. And then when he goes into Karmis, and he'll say, karma is the best. And he will sing very nicely. Okay, and then he used to go to Mayavadis, and he'll glorify, Brahman is the supreme. Nicely he'll sing there, and he'll come back. And Mahaprabhu used to get very upset with him. And then that's once he said, "You are Khorjhatia." You know, Khorjhatia means they use the broom, you clean everywhere. Some broom, you know, people keep only sweep the room and some outside. But he said, you such type of broom, you know, use everywhere, outside, inside, and you have no class. You know, and then when Mahaprabhu was doing the Mahaprakash Leela in Srivas Pandit house, and then everyone asking boon, and then he went to Mahaprabhu, "Oh Mahaprabhu, what will happen to me?" And Mahaprabhu was so angry. He said, "Oh, what? Why you came here? Wherever you goes, you try to mix up with them, you know, with the karmis and, you know, mayavadis, and you glorify everyone. Did I teach you that?" And then he said, "Oh, sorry, it's my mistake. I will not do anymore." So then Mahaprabhu said, "No, you know, you already did plenty, but I'm not happy with you." And then Mukunda Datta asked, "What will happen to me?" And then Mahaprabhu said, "You will get love of Godhead after 1,000,000 birth." So you have to take birth 1,000,000. So when he heard that, and he started jumping up and down, and then he starts saying, "Oh, at least, you know, Mahaprabhu confirm, I will get one day. Doesn't matter, only 1,000,000, it's not a long time. You know, I can serve you 1,000,000 times. Doesn't matter whether I'm here or, you know, Goloka Vrindavan. So I'm very happy that, you know, at least Mahaprabhu accept me as a servant. That is my great fortune. You know, that's why I'm happy." So when you're so happy, then Mahaprabhu said, "Yes. Yet, this is the qualification. See, you humiliate yourself. You get the humbleness. And you have very strong devotion toward to me. So that's why your 1,000,000 birth is already, you passed." So that's why bhakti is such a thing. It's depend on our sincerity, how much sincere we are. So anyway, I come back to the original story. The Mukunda Das. Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And they're very close associate. Mukunda Das, Madhav Das, and Narahari Sarkar Thakur. Later on, he got the title Narahari Sarkar Thakur. So, they were traveling with Mahaprabhu. And Mukunda Das, his everyday service was to give what is called English name, Haritaki. There is, in Hindi it's called Harre. I have no idea what is the English name, I never saw. Anyway. So it's kind of things is like amla. So after meal, every day Mahaprabhu used to take fresh. Okay? So what Mukunda Das used to do, while Mahaprabhu used to take lunch, he'll go to forest and he'll collect some fresh, one or two, and come back and it will give to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu will chew and he will take rest. That was his service. So every time Mahaprabhu used to sit, you know, 10-15 minutes to, you know, for he was waiting for Mukunda. And every day he used to give fresh. One day suddenly Mahaprabhu sitting and Mahaprabhu asking, "Mukunda, where is my Haritaki?" And immediately he came and, "Oh, here it is." And then Mahaprabhu asked, "Every day you go to forest and take quite long time. How come you just today you give so quickly?" And then he said, "Oh Mahaprabhu, I thought there was a tree and there was plenty. And every day I have to go and run and bring. I bought plenty and I kept in room. So then, you know, I don't have to go to forest." And then Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, you already got the tendency to accumulate things. You should go and get married." So he was at that time, he was a bit overage, he was elder than Mahaprabhu. And then he was like, "What? How come I'll get married in this age? No. I think Mahaprabhu, you're doing mistake. I have my younger brother, Narahari Sarkar Thakur and, you know, Madhava Das, tell them to get married, not me. And then Mahaprabhu said, no, no, I told you. You should go and get married. And then he was frustrated. He was crying. And then he said, well, I did a mistake. So I'm asking forgiveness. You know, give me whatever you want to, punishment. But don't keep away from you. And then Mahaprabhu said, no, no. You go to home, and there is a Brahmana. I already told him, he will come and he will give your daughter to you. It is not that I'm leaving you. It's not. I have a great desire, and you have to fulfill that, and you will get a great son, and who will lead the Vaishnavas, you know, when we'll be not in this world. So, I ordered you, you follow my order. Even though he was very sad, then his, you know, Mahaprabhu's order, he cannot do anything. So he came, and next day one Brahmana came to him. And he said, oh, actually Mahaprabhu came to my dream, and he said, to give my daughter to you. And then anyway, Mukunda wasn't so much attached to family life, but he just wanted to marry because Mahaprabhu said. And then later on, you know, they got married, and you know, guess who is their son? Raghunandan Thakur. He's such a pure devotee. So when Raghunandan Thakur, he was a very small boy. And then one day Mukunda Das, he said, okay, I'm going out. Can you serve the deity? They used to worship Gopinath deity, their family deity, that's. And then his mother put all the offerings on the plate nicely and said, oh, go and offer. And then he went to altar and he closed the door. And he said, look, Gopinath, I never knew what is mantra and things, and I don't know how to offer my dad. I have no idea. So can you please accept today without mantra and everything? Please accept. I'm a kid, you know, I don't know anything. So please accept it. And then, because usually what happened? Kids, they're very simple mind, you know. They thought, well, when someone offer us, what do? We eat. He thought, Gopinath also will eat like that. But Gopinath is not coming. He's not eating, nothing. And then he was very worried. And he said, oh, look, Gopinath, every day my father feed you. I know, you know. But might be something wrong with me. But you know, I am kids, you know, I don't know much. So can you please accept it? Still Gopinath not trekking. And he was so in anxiety that Gopinath will stay hungry. And if my father will hear that, you know, he will be very upset. How come? And then he start crying, you know. And then Gopinath came. You know, he was deity, but he came as a Gopinath. And then he started eating. And he was so happy. Gopinath is eating. And then he feed everything, got to Gopinath. And the plate is empty and he came out. And his mother asking, hey, where is the offering? And he said, oh, what do you mean offering? You tell to offer Gopinath, I offer, and he ate everything. And then his mother thought, well, he's small kids. We don't know. He might be close the door and eat everything himself. So then his father came. Mukunda Das, when he heard that, and he said, no, it cannot be possible, because even Mahaprabhu selected his name. He said, Raghunandan Thakur, you'll get a son whose name will be Raghunandan Thakur, and he will come soon to you as your son. So if Mahaprabhu predicted this, it is impossible this boy will do like that. No. This might be seriously Gopinath taken. And then he said, well, we'll test it. Let's go. So then, after a few days, Mukunda Das again said, well, you know, I have to go again somewhere. Can you do offering today as well? And Raghunandan Thakur said, oh yeah, no problem, you know. I think Gopinath now is, you know, quite friendly with me, so it should be fine. So then, you know, his father was on the tree height, and then he took offering inside the temple, and his procedure, he started, Gopinath, please come and accept my offering. And then Gopinath came, he's eating, you know, laddu. Previously that Gopinath used to play flute, okay. And then the Mukunda Das, he came down from the tree and opened the window, and he saw Gopinath took a big laddu and ate half on the hand. And then he said, wow, Raghunandan, you are so fortunate. As soon as he said, and it's become again deity. So that Gopinath was first, it was standing, you know, straight deity. And since he was eating, and he stopped like that. So now, with the half laddu on the hand, it's become deity like that. So, yeah, that's the devotion of Raghunandan Thakur, because Mahaprabhu predicted, of course. So, then after that, when they went to Puri to see Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu asked Madhava Das, Mukunda Das. Mukunda, who is father, Raghunandan or you? See, it's a weird question, isn't it? Who is father? Guess what Mukunda Das said? Actually, Raghunandan is father, I am son. And then Mahaprabhu asked, why? Then Mukunda Das said, one who gave Krishna Bhakti, actually he is superior. Since my Bhakti technically born from him, my faith is technically re-established by his activities, so that's it. He's my father. And Mahaprabhu was very happy by his answer. He said, yes, that's true. So, this is a quite similar story. This is a quite similar thing will happen in future. Kardamuni and, Mother Devahuti. So, this is a first time in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such a nice first time. There is a more past time about Raghunandan Thakur. Anyway, there is some past time with Abhiram Gopal, which is quite nice. So, yeah, I was thinking this two story is quite similar. So, I would like to stop here. Every time I cross time. So, if there is any comments and questions, please. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, yes, Prabhuji. Yes, still there. No, that's that Tota Gopinath in Orissa. This is in Shrikhand. Again. Not in the Shrikhand, you mean. It's place called. Yeah. Srihatta. Yeah. Yeah, that's for the, because when Gadadhar Pandit was so old, and he said, Gopinath, I can't, you know, serve you anymore, so my servant can be, do the service. And then Gopinath says, no, I want your service. And then I said, how come I'll do service? I'm now, my back become bent. I cannot stand that long. So then Gopinath said, I said, okay, I will sit down, you serve me. Gadadhar Pandit's service is so intense. You know, he used to make chutney out of tamarind leaves. And another one, I don't know, it's called Shushni. I don't know what is the English name. It's also a little bit sour. And Mahaprabhu even praised that one. Oh, that kind of chutney I never eat elsewhere. That's the only person make perfect. And you know, I would like to have every day. So that was Gadadhar Pandit Didi Guruji. Thank you, Prabhu. So if there is no permission question, we'll stop here. If I did any mistake, please forgive me. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.